just give you a few statistics. Since 1979, when I graduated from high school, our productivity is up by more than 90%. But the income of the typical family has increased by less than 8%. Since 1979, our economy has more than doubled in size. But most of that growth has flowed to a fortunate few. The top 10% no longer takes in one-third of our income. It now takes half.
All I have to hear is the word household income, and I know we're not serious. Because households differ over time in size. They differ from one group to another in size. And they differ from one income level to another in size. Over time, the households have been declining in size. So if you had a household in which, at some point in the past, there were three working adults.
Right.
And now the household has only two working adults. And the family is making the same money they always made. That is not stagnation. That is a 50% increase in per capita income, which may be why one of the adults goes off and establishes his own household. He can afford to. So household income are utter nonsense. If you're serious, you look at per capita income, because per capita means one person, and it always means one person. It doesn't mean one person in 1980, another, and one and a half persons in 1930, and so it always means one person. So if you're looking for a legitimate comparison, that's what you do. If you're looking to score political points, you go to household income and family income, and voila, you have your political points.